Welcome to Blue Collar Poetry. My name is Kevin Carroll. I'm your host, just an ordinary blue collar guy, here to bring you some words of inspiration from novels to short stories, poems to music lyrics, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the inspiration. So this poem I bring to you is one written by myself. And it's an interesting one, and I'll dive a little bit into it after I read it. It's called Into the Woods of Yourself. Aching heart shattered into sand, not wandering aimlessly into the woods, the dense sadness and isolation, smothering the soul by vines of desperation. Rooted by pain of hurt and the past, light shadowed in deep-seated despair. Time is not the healer of wounds. Time can make memories fade. The impression of the pain and hurt remain the constant factor. Trembling body stammers through, grasping and reaching for hope. Inside the mind, it attempts to cope, only moving slowly and guarded, conditioned for a fight. Responsive reflexes stay tense, unsure of the next movement, a step forward, a step back, moving blind heart and timid spirit, uncovering a new way around, lifting up the heavy canopy emblazoned with the offender's names, peeling back one at a time. A fragile, weak heart takes it better. The mind works out the realms, deep, dense, scary woods. They begin to fade. Vines wither, trees fall, and shadows dissipate. Brighter and glorious is the other side, where hope, happiness, and self-love are found. Through this journey, there are scars, permanent reminders of where you've been and holding the luminous path to follow. So, for this poem, I kind of wanted to use, obviously, the imagery of woods and, you know, getting lost in the woods and trying to, you know, find your way out. And really, if we think about it, that's life. We walk, and there's times where it's green, luscious trees everywhere. Everything's bright. We can see the path. You know, that's our joy, our happiness, you know, our elation. It's all these love, all these wonderful feelings. And then slowly it can fade, and it becomes dense and dark, and you start to feel despair and depression and sadness and isolation. And sometimes we feel like it's no way out of there. We fight it. We try to do everything we can to get out of it. And it just seems like no matter how much we push, we keep pushing deeper into these woods, deeper into the woods, and the woods just keep getting darker and darker and darker. Until we realize that self-love and self-care and support from family, friends is what we need to start seeing through the darkness of those woods and seeing slowly a clear path, a path that turns back into the green leaves, the sun, the joy, the happiness, the self-care, the self-love that we desperately need. And that's where we start to get to see a better day for ourselves. It becomes an illuminated path that we can follow to make sure that each day that we're growing and that we're becoming the best version of ourselves. Because that's what you need. Each day, you need to be able to feel that you are becoming better, and that through that darkness, you've become stronger. You've gained a better knowledge of yourself. You've gained a better knowledge of how you fit in the world, because now you've reached the light. You've reached the bright skies of the world, and you can open your eyes to see what matters, and what matters is you. Because you are the only you. You are the genuine person that you need to be looking for. So I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast, as always. If you have comments, please feel free. If something struck you, feel free. If there's something you disagree with, feel free. You know, I like hearing that because it could give me a new perspective on something that I hadn't seen before. And that's invaluable. That helps me to grow. And that also helps me to put more into this podcast. So I thank you. I hope you get something from this. And I hope you have an inspired day.